This morning, it's quite unusual. I have my oldest daughter, Kamala. She and her husband have started a plant work in Wellsville, New York, and so she's speaking this morning. And I said, so we text each other this morning and said, this is a first. I said, this is awesome. My daughter and I are both speaking this morning, different places. And she said, Dad, just encourage them. Give them the word of God. I said, Cammie, this is very unusual. I'm real proud of you. You know, who knows? Wow. Raising them, I didn't have a clue where life would go. You know, we don't have a crystal ball and see, but I praise the Lord for what God's doing in their life and that plant there. So I pray for them. They will be with us. They won't be with us, Nick. Yeah, they'll be with us today. I was trying to think next Sunday. But he wants to be in his church. So, all right, if you'd please open the Bible with me to Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, verse 7 through 62. We're going to read those main scriptures there this morning. A lot of them are in red. But thank you for each one of you for coming out this morning. I appreciate everyone. Luke chapter 9, verse 57 says, now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Then he said to him, or to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. And Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house. But Jesus said unto him, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. And this morning, I'd like to look forward. I'd like to preach a message called Looking Forward. You know, we're looking forward to a brand new year, 2016. It's never been here. We're living, there are not any one of us that can step into our past, but we can step into our future. You know, we've had some good times and we had some difficult times in the past year, but you know what? 2015 is almost to an end. And now we're going to head into a new year. 2016. And you know, as I search the scriptures, excuse me, it seems like to me, whenever I look at the scriptures as a whole, it seems like God is always looking ahead. It seems like he's always looking into the future. If you go into Genesis, he's always looking ahead. You look to whether it's Abraham looking for a land or whether it's Noah, I want you to build an ark, even though it's going to be 100 years to take you to build that ark. I'm looking into the future. When it seems like, you know, it was prophesied in the Old Testament about Christ coming, many prophecies. It seems like God was always looking into the future. And somehow I think we have to realize that there's not any of us that can change our past. There's not any of us that can step into our past, but we can step into the future. And I believe God has a plan for us. God isn't leaving us alone. Jesus said, I am with you, and I'll always be with you, even unto the end of the world. So we have a future. We as individuals have a future. We as a church have a future. And I think we just have to begin to realize that and believe it in here. A lot of times we get it in here, but we need to get it in here. This is where our heart's 18 inches about from our heads, and we got to get it from our head into our heart. And when we can begin to believe it, then we'll begin to see it. Because God has a will. He has a will for you. He has a will for me. He has a will for your family. He has a will for this body of believers. And once we realize that, oh, God has a wonderful plans, then we can step into it. 2016. I want us to step into it together. I'm not the pastor here. None of us are the pastor here, but you know what? God has wonderful plans. And you know, I feel we've got wonderful elders. I believe that the Spirit of God is with our men, and I appreciate every single person here. We're a family. We're in this together, folks. And I want 2016 to be somehow a light. Somehow I think that we want to step into a greater light, into the Spirit of God, in just believing. We can't change the past, but we can change where we are right now. And you know what we're going to, how we're going to do that? With each other. We're going to comfort each other. We're going to encourage each other. We're going to step with progress. We're going to step with purpose. God wants us to realize we have a purpose. Jesus said we're like a light, a city, you know, set on a hill. We're kind of on a hill up here, and I want us to be a light. Our little sign over there says, living the call and be a light in the darkness. And that's all we have to be. We don't have to be anything special. We don't have to be anything that's extraordinary. We just have to be a light. We just have to be an open epistle. We just want to be live as the gospel teaches. So I want us to encourage each other with that. And dwell upon good things. The Bible says whatever things are of good report, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are, you know, of a good report, think upon these things. Think upon these things. Because as we think in our heart, Jesus said, so are we. Our treasures are in our heart. That's why we move in life according to our heart. At least I feel like we should. Sometimes we have to make a conscious decision on things, but we move in the Holy Spirit, we move in our hearts, and we move where God wants us to go. We move that way. You know, this has been an extraordinary year weather-wise. This is just phenomenal. I heard recently that we have not had this kind of weather geographically in the whole northern hemisphere in 116 years. So this is, you know, because this would be so easy because I thought, oh, yeah, we're looking forward to spring. Wow, I feel like we're in spring. How am I going to do this? I wanted to say, you know, when the winter resides and the snow begins to melt and we see the, you know, we usually see ice on the rivers and ice jams and, you know, the sun, it brings forth everything and it begins to melt everything and we begin to look forward to spring. Somehow, Jason, I kind of feel like we're in spring, so I don't know how to work this. But I think you understand that we're generally in a very cold time, and we look forward to spring. We look forward to the 2016. We look forward, and we still are. I think the cold spell's, you know, around the corner, but, you know, thank the Lord for the blessings. Thank the Lord for what we can do. Thank God for what he is doing. You know, the sun isn't just up there. The sun is circulating. And as, you know, as spring approaches and as the summertime approaches, the sun actually goes further away from the earth, but it's more direct. So that, you know, we have a lot to look forward to. And we have a lot to look forward to here. Praise the Lord. I'd like you to turn with me to 2 Corinthians. We're not going to be flipping and going a lot, but I do want you to turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3 and 4 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of comfort, and God of all comfort, for who comforts us in our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort those who are in trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. You know, sometimes as human beings, we like to think that we're very, very strong, but sometimes I feel like I'm weak. Sometimes I feel strong in one area and weak in others because we're human. We're but flesh and blood. If you cut me, I'll bleed. I was just at a Steelers game and I had this little keychain. I couldn't believe it. I was cutting something at the stand. And Bill, this keychain was like 3/4 of an inch long. All it was a tiny, tiny knife. And somehow I sliced my finger. I went down into the stands and I said to Jeannie, I said, I got to help this, hope this thing coagulates. And it would not. It just kept bleeding. I finally had to go to the first aid section just to get a Band-Aid. And it's like, oh, my goodness. You know, sometimes, you know, we feel like we had the world by the tail, and then some little thing comes along, and It's like, so I went into this first aid stand. I wasn't going to say this, but there was two great big guards. And I mean, they were, I mean, this was, you know, 75,000 people. So I guess, you know, the first aid people felt like we had to guard our door. So I said to the man, can I walk in there? Sure. So these two guys, they step out. And I step into this little first aid place, and I thought it would just be a couple little people in there, you know, that could hand me a Band-Aid. And I walk in, and there's like 10 to 12 people all surrounded, all like eyes on you. They don't never know what's coming through that door. And I just said, can I have a Band-Aid? So this guy, great big guy, gets up and says, hey, I'll help you. And they say, hey, John, you got this one? Yeah, we got this one. Oh, my goodness. You know, you don't know what life holds. You don't know what life has for you. But we really, in reality, kind of frail people. We're kind of weak. We're flesh and blood. We do bleed. But, you know, we need to comfort one another. And that's why we need each other. I need you and you need me. We go through so many things. I've been going through something really tough. But, you know, we need each other. And someone was encouraging me yesterday about the hardship that I personally, and Jeannie and I going through. I'll just tell you so you don't wonder, just our little Shih Tzu that I've had with me for 15 years and we've had together for 9 years. We just lost her. And, you know, it hit me harder than I thought. But you know what? That's why we need each other. Because whenever someone else is in pain, I want you to be able to help them and say, hey, you know what? I've really been through that. I just want to emphasize with you. I want to sympathize with you. I want to comfort you. The scripture says comfort one another. There'll be another time that maybe I won't feel that pain and that hurt. And then I'll see someone else in that situation. And I can be able to say, brother, I want to comfort you. I want you to know. I don't know exactly how you're feeling, but I can relate to that a little bit. And I want to encourage you. I want you to know that you can make it through. Just take another step. There's another day. You know, teenagers, they have a hard time because they can't see the future. They're like on a roller coaster. And it seems like they so many get lost in Christ, or they get lost in life, or they commit suicide because they cannot see the future. But God sees the future. I can't see it, but God can. And we're to comfort one another. We're to go to the scriptures. This past week, and sometimes you have to do what you have to do. I found myself in, I have a little devotional book that was made by the Duck Dynasty, and it's very inspirational to me. So this past week, over my hurts, I found myself going to this, and they would bring out stories, and it would bring out thoughts. Somehow, we have to realize that we can comfort one another, and there is inspiration. There is times that there's nothing like having a friend. And you've just, you know, we can do this. We can do this. In 2016, we can look forward. We can look forward to what God has for us. And, you know, none of us are an island under ourselves. I don't live alone. We're not an island. We need each other. Some people, you know, it's like charcoal. When you put charcoal together and you're going to start that little thing, you put that lighter fluid on that charcoal, you know, it begins to heat up and it begins to warm and it begins to turn white. And, you know, together, all that charcoal will pretty soon come to the purpose that it's supposed to be. But if you take one of those charcoals and you set it aside, what happens to it? It begins to cool down. It begins to go cold. And, you know, I have seen people leave churches and say, I don't need it. I don't need it. And if you look at them today, in their soulish realm, they're cold as ice. A lot of people smile out the inside, but inside they're hurting. They're hurting. You can't. We need each other. The scripture says come together even the more as what? As you see the day approaching. As we believe in the second coming of Christ, we gather together. We gather together because we believe that we need to be in fellowship and we need each other. So we do find that as we look to the Lord and as we, you know, continue on and as we look forward to the future, we do find rest in Him. I probably one of the most beloved psalms to me, it happens to be over here behind the tree. But Psalms 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, not stony pastures, not dry pastures, but he lets me lie down in safety in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. When the waters are rough, the shepherd comes along and he helps us. He restores our soul. Sometimes it's pretty tough. Sometimes, and some of you have seen some pretty tough times, but he restores your soul. He leads you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And it goes on, and it says, because he comforts me, and he comforts us. And I want you to be comforted and encouraged to know that we're doing this. We're on our way. Amen. I'm encouraged that we are on our way to a great 2016. I have a stopwatch in my pocket. And, you know, it was I just thought it was a pretty neat analogy, because in the stopwatch, which I like and I wear once in a while, they used to be real popular. But interestingly enough, a lot of times I stop it on purpose because I don't want to wear out the battery. If I'm not going to wear this, like, say, for a couple months, I stop the battery. And, you know, this is got Roman numerals. I just like it a lot. It was a present to me. It was a present. I won't tell you by who, but it was a gift. I just like it because I just like Roman numerals. So, but, you know, this battery, you know, when I stop it or I take it out, this watch no longer functions. It doesn't provide me with the correct time. And if anything, and when I put the battery back in, it begins to move, and it begins to move forward, and it begins to give me the correct time. If anything in this watch is broken, if anything in this, Joe, doesn't work just perfectly. Now, you're an engineer. You know that this thing has some pretty intricate parts. And if this thing doesn't just work right, it's not going to give you the right time, and it's not going to move forward. It's got, everything has to work in harmony. And as things work in harmony, and as things, you know, work with energy, the battery provides energy. We are sometimes supposed to have our batteries charged. Sometimes we have to have the energy. And, you know, sometimes if you feel down or I feel down, let's have the little bit of energy and gumption to say, hey, take my hand. I want to pray with you. Take my hand, or I want to give you a hug. I want you to know that we're with you. We're strong. We are strong. In Jesus' name, we're strong. We're going forward because we've got the battery. We've got the Word of God. We've got the Spirit of the Holy Spirit to help us. Everything's going to work all right. When this thing stops, it doesn't go backwards. But when it starts, it goes forward. And that's the way it's meant to be. That's the way it's meant to be. Be of good cheer. Going forward. We are going forward. One time I lived up in Portville, New York. People thought I lived in New York City. No, I didn't live in New York City. I lived in New York. There was a road that somebody took me on. It was called Promised Land Road. And someday I want to take Gene on this road. This is such an amazing road. Years ago, when someone took me there, I was so amazed. Someone told me it was even on 2020. I don't know, but it was so interesting because it was just a country road called Promised Land Road. So we were driving out through on this road, and I was driving. Or I'm sorry, I wasn't driving at the time. Someone took me to this road. So we're going on this road. So we're going down this road, country road, and I'm driving. And they stopped the car, and they put it in neutral. And they said, Rick, watch what happens. So we're riding down this road. I'm going, yeah, it's in neutral. And pretty soon, I felt myself going up. The car was in neutral. It came to a stop, and it was like going up, back up. And I couldn't believe it. I said, what? So they did it again. So after I left that day, and a few weeks later, when I had a chance, I thought, I'm taking my own car. This is just a little bit nuts. So I drive down Promised Land Road, And I'm driving down this country road, and it's kind of going down, and I get down, and so I put it neutral. So here I am sitting in my car, you know, and pretty soon I'm looking. I look all around. I put this thing in park and get out and look. You know, the hill's going like this. The hill's going up. Now, wait a minute. So another time I went back. I was so enamored with this. I went back, and I'm on this road, and, I mean, it's a hill like this. Now, we know you can't defy gravity. At least I thought you couldn't. So I get on this hill, and I thought, I'll shut the car off. This car is, I know it's a neutral, and you know, I'm going to shut this car off. So I put it in neutral, and I shut the car off. Pretty soon, the car's going up. So I was just taken up with this, and I finally said to somebody that knew that road, well, I said, I don't understand this. I said, I've drove up the hill, I've drove down, I've got out, I've walked around my car, I've done everything. I can't figure this out. And it, by the way, only in New York is probably only 3.5-4 hours from here. So if you want to go, yeah, the Promised Land Road. But I'm talking, we don't want to go backwards. We can't go backwards. How can this happen? And they said, Rick, if you really want to know the key and the answer to what's happening, drive all the way down to the end of Promised Land Road. And when you're driving down and you go up the hill, you'll end up at the very end because there's a farm up there. And you get to the very top, and then you look down, and you'll find your answer. So I drive down Promised Land Road. I drive all the way to the top. I get all the way to the top. I get out of my car, and I look. And here, and lo and behold, it's like a mirage or illusion. It's an illusion. I guess that'd be the right word, Anjo. So I look, and the road goes like this, and then it goes like this, but really it's still going downhill. So as I'm looking at the top, like a half a mile up, I see where when you're in the middle, it does look like it's going up, but in reality, the road completely is all downhill one way. But when you're in the middle of it, you definitely, absolutely, visually and feel like it's going backwards. You're going uphill, opposite what your senses tell you. So as you get to the top, you can see that it's really a road, and it's all downhill. And you know, I thought, I couldn't help but think of the scripture. Look to the hills from whence comes our help. Sometimes you got to go to the top, and then you know you can see a little bit clearer. But oh my, how God wants us to move forward. I'm just not looking to stop. I'm not looking to go back. But we are looking in 2016 to look forward. The children of Israel, they're some really, really good examples. Now, what's interesting about them is sometimes they have really good examples, and then sometimes they're really bad examples. There was a time in Israel's history when there was called the Ark of the Covenant, and the Ark had the Spirit of God in it, and God would move, and that was just the time frame that God chose to do this. And there was a battle that was ensuing between the Israelites and the Philistines, and the Israelites were beginning to devise their own way. They were getting carnal. They were beginning to not do things according to what God wanted, but they wanted to do things according to the way they wanted to do things. And so the Israelites were coming up into a great big huge battle with the Philistines, and they said to themselves, "Oh, I know how we can fight this battle. The Ark of the Covenant has the Spirit of God in. We will make God. We will have God fight for us." So they take the Ark of the Covenant out into the battlefield and said, "God will move for us. God is there." But you know, they had a bad attitude, and they weren't really looking to the Lord to move. They were trying to do things in themselves. So they took this Ark of the Covenant out into the battlefield. The battle raged. It was awful. Battled. Probably hundreds and thousands died, because back then, I mean, they would bring all their forces together. They didn't have the population we did, and they would bring all the men together. And when the story came back and the report came back, you know what they found? They went to the priest, the pastor, and they said to Eli, Eli, your two sons are dead. The Philistines have won the battle, and they've even stolen. They've hijacked the ark. It is gone. The report was so bad that Eli fell back in his chair, broke his neck, and he died right there on the spot. The report was terrible. The Israelites thought if they would only do things to where they thought it was God, or make God do things, get God's spirit out there. You know what, folks? We can't do anything in ourselves. We can't make demands of God. We can't insist that God, we have to lead. We have to lean on him. We have to give ourselves to him. We have to surrender to him and say, God, this is yours. God, I am yours. God, we are your people. We are your church. And we can't do this on our own, but we want you to do it. I would rather plead and pray with God than try to say, I'm going to, God, you're going to you do what we want. I don't know. We just have to look forward in Jesus' name. We have to know that Ichabod is not written above our door. That's what happened in around that time with the ark. There was a baby born. That's kind of a, it was named. That's another story. But there was a baby born, and this baby's name, I think, was the most horrible name in the entire world, ever was and ever will be, because his name was Ichabod, meaning the glory of the Lord has departed. The spirit of the Lord has departed. We don't have Ichabod in our midst. We don't have Ichabod written over our church. And folks, I want to tell you, the Holy Spirit was with us. The Spirit of God is with us. And if I thought for a moment Ichabod was written over our door, I think I'd say to Jeannie, I don't think we're going back next week. But I want you to know, we're going to move forward in the Spirit of the living God. We're going to move forward in him. We're not moving backwards, but we're moving forward. We're going to move in love. We're going to move with the Spirit. We're going to move in him. Because why? Because we can move in Jesus' name, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Huh? Let's move forward. Let's move and know that we can do it. We are going to do it because we are alive in Christ. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for this moment, Lord, and we thank you for the precious word of God that's a light into our feet and a light into our pathway. And Lord, you said as we travel on this path that it can grow brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. And God, we're expecting this path to get brighter because we're believing in you. We're surrendering to you. Lord, we're looking forward to a great 2016 with you. And Lord, I thank you for every single individual in here this morning. Lord, there's some that don't get any recognition, but God, you recognize them. Lord, there's some that seems like they feel like they can't do anything in front of people, but God, you recognize them. There's some that can feel like that all I can do is just sit here and be quiet and pray. But God, you recognize them. Lord, you recognize us and you see us because you said your eye is over the righteous and your ear is open into their prayer and into their cry. And Lord, we just cry to you. Lord, we just ask you now to help us. Lord, as a body of believers, to move us forward into a new year in Jesus' name. And we thank you and praise you for that. And all the people said, amen. Amen.